August 2018. Severe flooding affected the states of Kerala, India. Despite the region having regular annual flooding, it was the worst flooding in over a century. According to GlobalMedic, Kerala had received 457% more rain than normal, leading to 5 million people being affected, more than 500 fatalities, 140 reported injuries, 15 people missing, and 1.4 million people displaced to relief camps. This disaster might seem like an isolated event. However, disasters like these are becoming ever more prevalent. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About. I'm your host, The Host, and today we'll be talking about floods and how we can mitigate them to protect our communities and make our world more resilient to climate-related events. Before we begin, we first need to understand what flooding is and what are its causes. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or the NOAA, flooding is caused by an abundance of water onto normally dry land. Flooding can be caused by rising water levels from a pond, river, stream, or an ocean, and flooding is then split into several types. The first type is known as a flash flood, which can be caused by heavy or excessive rainfall occurring within 6 hours. This type of flooding usually has raging torrents which massively destroy infrastructure and housing. It doesn't have to be just heavy rain which can cause flash flooding, but also the failure of dams or levees. Flash flooding is much more dangerous since it can occur quickly without much warning. In fact, if we were to apply the NOAA's definition of flash flooding to what happened in Kerala, then it would be classified as a flash flood. To give you a bit more context on what exactly had happened, severe rainfall struck the state, which would be bad enough. However, according to a paper on the European Geosciences website titled The Kerala Flood of 2018, a combined impact of extreme rainfall and reservoir shortage, 6 out of the 7 dams were more than 90% full in Kerala. Extreme rainfall in the catchments upstream of 3 of the major reservoirs, which were the Idukki, Kakki, and Periyar, resulted in a flash flood. Next on our list is urban flooding. According to the NRDC, or the National Resources Defense Council, we have urban floods which can occur when a drainage system is overwhelmed by a massive amount of rainfall, which causes a flood. An example of this occurrence is Hurricane Ida, which struck Northeast USA in 2021. New York City was badly hit with tremendous amounts of water, which overloaded the drainage system and caused flooding on the streets. Then we have coastal flooding, which can occur nearby the coast. These are often caused by severe winds from a tropical storm, which then cause the water to flood the shoreline. Now, we've been talking about how flooding starts, but now let's talk about how it affects people and the environment. According to a webpage on the Government of South Australia's website titled Flood Awareness, floods at the right time can have very beneficial effects for floodplain and wetland ecosystems, such as encouraging the germination of plants and giving animals and fish suitable feeding and breeding grounds. However, flooding gets bad once it affects humans. According to the webpage we just mentioned, there are many factors that contribute to the impact of that flooding has, such as the type of flooding, location, timing, magnitude, and how long a place is flooded. The main effects of flooding are the inundations of properties and businesses, the destruction of belongings, as well as it damaging vital infrastructure and preventing people to access basic public services. However, before we continue into mitigation strategies and technologies, I must mention one thing. Floods are horrible events, and they're only getting worse and more common with the advancement of anthropogenic climate change. According to a research paper titled Integrated Assessment of Changes in Flooding Probabilities Due to Climate Change, vulnerable regions such as Bangladesh, Central Asia, and Eastern China have significantly higher risk of flooding. In terms of how climate change exactly causes more severe flooding, there are several ways in which it does this. According to the NRDC, it increases precipitation by altering precipitation patterns, increases the rate of tropical storm formation, raises sea levels, and etc. So, from what you know now, flooding is a terrible issue that's only getting worse. However, there's one trait that defines our civilization. That trait is our ingenuity and our innovative minds. So there will be no problem that we won't try and solve. A startup known as AquiPour came up with an ingenious idea of using porous concrete, which makes it easier to handle stormwater and to mitigate flooding. Since the concrete's porous, it allows the water to be put directly back into the soil much more easily than conventional concrete. And as a bonus, in their concrete production, they also emit significantly less carbon dioxide, making it a much more eco-friendly alternative. Another amazing technology are the Watergate flood barriers. Once deployed, they use the weight of the water to hold the floodwaters back by catching on to the currents. I'll link their website in the description to show you exactly what I mean. So far, it's in 36 countries around the world and has sold over 45,000 meters of length. Like these, there are even more companies and technologies that aim to mitigate flooding when it happens. However, there's another important piece to the puzzle. That are the systems and strategies that we can implement to save more lives. According to a study titled An Integrated Assessment of an Urban Flooding Mitigation Strategies for Robust Decision Making, we could increase the diameter of piping in urban areas to increase the amount of water the drainage system could take. We could also incorporate rain barrel designs into our architecture, as well as green roofs to absorb and contain rainwater, thereby reducing the amount of flooding. Despite flooding being a major problem that's only getting worse with climate change, we're still innovating and inventing ways to work around it. In the end, I think that's the beautiful part of innovation. We find problems, then we solve them, or at least try to mitigate. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and learned a little bit more about this problem. Don't forget to check out our website, which is linked in the description, and email us at letustalkabout@outlook.com if you have any questions. This is your host, signing off.